Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. Last week, I traveled to Carson City, Nevada as a featured chef at the Carson City Lit Fest, the city's first book festival. My mom, Diane de las Casas, a children's book author and storyteller, and I were both featured authors at the festival. I'll tell you more about it later. While I was in Nevada, my mom and I also went to Lake Tahoe. Tune in for more. I'm recording the show from Chicago, Illinois, where I am doing cooking demos as the IFCO Youth Produce Ambassador at the United Fresh and Food Marketing Institute Conference. Now, it's time for floor interviews of growers and producers here at the conference. United Fresh Produce Association is the industry's leading trade association committed to driving the growth and success of produce companies and their partners. United Fresh represents the interests of member companies throughout the global fresh produce supply chain, including family-owned, private, and publicly traded businesses, as well as regional, national, and international companies. The association was founded in 1904 to represent the produce industry and recently took the name United Fresh as a result of the 2006 merger of the United Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Association and the International Fresh Cut Produce Association. Food Marketing Institute proudly advocates on behalf of the food retail industry. FMI's U.S. members operate nearly 40,000 retail food stores and 25,000 pharmacies, representing a combined annual sales volume of almost $770 billion. Through programs in public affairs, food safety, and research, education, and industry relations, FMI offers resources and provides valuable benefits to more than 1,225 food retail and wholesale member companies in the United States and around the world. Now, let's talk to some of the folks attending United Fresh and FMI. Right now, I'm with Hillary Female, Vice President of Global Marketing with IFCO. I'm so glad to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, that's awesome. I had so much fun. So can you tell us a little bit about IFCO?
Sure. IFCO is, we're a global company, and we are the leading reusable plastic container, or RPC, pooler in the world. We operate in 31 countries, and what we do is we rent foldable plastic containers that are used to pack fresh produce in the fields by growers. They're then shipped through the supply chain to grocery retailers, and they end up in the grocery store. So once they're done with them at the grocery store, we recollect the RPCs. We wash them, sanitize them in giant dishwashers, and then send them back through. So the concept is that you, of course, reuse the reusable plastic containers over and over and over again, and every time you use one, you're eliminating one disposable cardboard box that's then thrown away or even recycled from our planet. So it's an environmentally friendly way to ship fresh produce.
Awesome, and I love it. Plus, I'm the IFCO Youth Produce Ambassador, so I get to, you know, talk all about IFCO all the time, and you showcase all these awesome fresh fruits and vegetables. It's just awesome, and we love that.
Yes, and you know, everyone here at the United Fresh Show loves you too, because you know, one of the biggest challenges for the fresh produce industry is how do we get kids to eat more fresh produce? It's important for health reasons. It's important for us, for our business, of course, and so it's really important, you know, for IFCO, you know, having you here, your cookbooks, your recipes that show kids how to make healthy foods, how to cook with fruits and vegetables, is really, really important work that you're doing. And you know, our entire industry is very grateful for the work you're doing, because it's really critical to the future of our business and, you know, the health of our kids.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you so much for being with me. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. Thanks.
Now I'm with celebrity chef Jill Davey at the Sunkissed booth. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So can you tell us what you're making today and about Sunkissed?
Sure. Well, today I'm cooking up an orange chipotle turkey taco. And in it is our Valencia oranges, which I dice and toss them with some slaw, some shredded cabbage, I guess I should say, and with some jalapenos, cilantro, red onion, and I'm taking the turkey meat and cooking it with orange zest, orange juice, and chipotle powder, chili powder, lots of love, thickening it a little bit with some cornstarch just to thicken the orange juice so it all combines really nicely, and serving it in some delicious little taco shells.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so good, and I got to taste it. Oh, it was delicious. They are. Now, can you tell us about Sunkissed?
Yes, well, Sunkissed is a co-op. It's owned by the growers, and I've been working with Sunkissed for about 9 years now. I'm the trademark lemon lady, so I represent Sunkissed on doing radio shows, TV appearances, and also as a corporate chef. So I'm always conjuring up amazing recipes using whatever's in season. So today we have Valencia oranges, and sometimes I'll use navel oranges, oftentimes caracaras, depending on what I'm creating. I'll use limes, lemons, obviously. We have all different kinds of lemons. We have our Meyer lemons, which are quite unique and very unique to California, and I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Oh, yes. I love Meyer lemons. Okay, so I actually just got a Meyer lemon tree. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait until they start growing.
They're amazing, and they're kind of a cross between a mandarin and a lemon, which gives them a really unique flavor, and they're a little bit sweeter, as you've noticed.
Yes.
And the skin is relatively edible. If you slice them really thin, they're wonderful in salads.
Mm.
And obviously any other lemon application. They're divine. And for growing up in California, we always had them as a backyard fruit.
Right.
And it hasn't been until recently that we've been able to produce them and bring them nationwide. It's also because their shelf stability is not as, the skin is not as tough as a normal lemon. So they tend to go bad a little bit faster if they're not, you know, well tended to.
But they're delicious, and I just love all the citrus, so I cannot wait to try some new things. So thank you so much for talking with
me. You're welcome. It was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too. Now I'm with George Shropshire, the VP of Love Beats. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too.
So can you tell us a little bit about Love Beats?
So Love Beats is a fourth generation family farming business. We are from the UK. We farm approximately 20,000 acres in Europe. A certain percentage of that is beets. So over the last 20 years, we've been, I guess, trying to take beets to a new level, making them more of a convenient, easier way to eat, rather than the old school way of having to peel them yourself and or in tins. So we developed this process of marinating them in different marinades for 2 months. So we send them over, we grow them and pack them and peel them and send them over on the boat from England to the US, and then we repack them here, and in that time they've had the perfect amount of time to be marinated, like sweet fire, white wine, balsamic, honey and ginger, baby beets. And then we came out here a few years ago and run some trials with consumers, and they picked them up and went, oh my goodness, I just love beets. So we thought, hey, that's a great name. So 3 years ago the brand was born, and 3 years today we've had a great reception. We're in Whole Foods, Costco, Wegmans, done really well for ourselves, and so now we're looking at what else can we do. We've got a beet juice coming out, we want to do some, maybe a beet salsa, lots of exciting things, maybe beet chips. So this is just the beginning.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love all of the beets. Like, I think my favorite would be the honey and ginger, since I've tasted these samples. They're just so good, and you were at the PMA conference, I got to taste them there, and I really, really love them. So it was really nice talking to you, and I can't wait till all these new products come out.
Well, we must keep in touch.
Definitely. Thank you.
No problem.
Now I am with Richard Hilt of Melissa's, the regional business manager of the southern half of the United States through the Midwest.
Hi.
Hi, it's nice to be with you. So can you tell us about all this fresh produce here and about Melissa's?
Yeah, Melissa's, we're the largest ethnic and variety produce supplier in the United States. And we try at the show to show off new items and items that people sometimes don't know what they are. And we try to display items and educate people when they come to our booth as to what to do with the items, how to eat the items, and properties of the items.
Yeah, I know, because I was just looking at all these items, and I have so many like new things that I can't wait to try, like this Kiwano, this melon that we just, it's just so cool looking. Like, there's just so much here that I haven't even seen before, and I love them.
Yeah. So, Kiwano melons, you know, we were talking about a little while before. You know, the product right now is out of USA, but originated out of New Zealand. The product is got a great little cucumber texture, but the flavor is a melon, very mild melon flavor, but was really cool. You can cut them in half and use them as serving dishes, and it really makes a very unique little serving dish, and maybe make a fruit salad using some of the Kiwano melon with some other fruits, and then just put it back into the half of the Kiwano melon shell.
Awesome. That sounds so great. And I got tons of new produce that I get to try later. So I cannot wait for that. And thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you. It's very much a pleasure.
Awesome. Keep it fresh while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview of the movers and shakers of the United Fresh Conference and Food Marketing Institute. Right now, I'm with Harry Stichter, a grower with Nature Fresh Farm. So it's nice to talk to you.
Good afternoon.
So can you tell us a little bit about Nature Fresh Farms and how you grow your tomatoes?
I certainly can. These plants, we've just gone for the show here. These ones were sown March the 1st and April 17th. They were just a little plant. And today, you can see, we have ripe tomatoes we can harvest.
Yes, these tomatoes here at the conference are humongous, and they have tons and tons of tomatoes on here. I mean, it's just awesome, and I love them. And, you know, you've got the bees in this box that are pollinating them. You've got all these tomatoes. I wish mine grew this tall and had all these tomatoes on them.
They are beautiful. At Nature Fresh, our plants, they grew for 10 months. They're 30 feet long by the time we're done with them. And they have produced 32 sets.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
And we're all biological also. We have good bugs fighting bad bugs. We have Encarsia, They're going after the white flies. We have cucumeris. They're going after the thrips that do damage to the flowers when the tomatoes are tiny in the head there. And they go after them. They hatch and they release themselves. And they go hunting for the bed bugs.
Oh, that's so cool. So you got all these awesome tomatoes and no bugs are eating them or anything like that.
And we have the bees for pollinations. They're the hardest workers on the farm. They start sunrise and work to sunset.
I bet they do. Can you tell us a little bit about the hydroponics here?
Yes. We grow in cocoa, and we have a single element fertilizers. Every time the plant needs irrigation, it's all fed. Looks like intravenous, like a little twig here. And it's all computerized here. Venting, irrigation, heating is all done by computers. And I can control the climate.
Awesome. Well, it was so nice talking to you and learning about all this tomatoes and Nature Fresh Farms. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm with Mariah Grasshoff, the Trades Promotions Manager of Raw Juice. So can you tell us a little bit about Raw Juice?
Yeah, I can. This is our juice right here. Our brand is It Tastes Raw. It stands for refreshing anytime, anywhere. It's 100% fruit and vegetable juice blends. There's no added sugar, no added water, non-GMO certified. We have no preservatives in our juice whatsoever, so you're really going to get the fresh quality juice and vegetable blend.
Awesome, and I love it. I mean, I got to sample the strawberry purple carrot juice, and it's so delicious, and I'm going to try some other flavors, too. I love them. They're just really, really good.
Great. We're glad you like them, and we hope you try all of them. We have 9 flavors, and you can find us nationwide. Visit our website at raw.com, and you can visit our store locator and see where we're at the closest retailer to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am with Kevin Vetter, the executive chef of McCormick. Nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you as well.
All right, so can you tell us what you're serving today and about McCormick?
Sure. Well, McCormick's been around for 125 years. This is actually our 125th anniversary. So we've really been helping people eat great and, you know, serve a lot of wonderful family meals. Today we're actually showing a product called our skillet sauces that we're launching in August. So these are taking family favorite meals and adding a little twist to them and making them really convenient for moms and for kids to make on their own. So today we're serving a taco with chipotle and garlic. One of my other favorites is a barbecued applewood bacon chicken. We have a Sicilian chicken. So, you know, everybody knows that when they get home, if you haven't planned your meal, you want something that you can prepare really quickly that's fresh and healthy and really flavorful. And our skillet sausage is perfect for that.
Oh, my gosh. Applewood bacon? Mmm.
Everything's better with bacon.
Of course it is. It sounds really good. Thank you so much for talking.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. I am with Marcelo Roman, the Midwest Key Account Manager with Goya. So nice to talk to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So can you tell us a little bit about Goya and your products?
Well, Goya has been known for a lot of years. I think we're close to already 80 years in the market. And I'm originally here from Chicago, and we're trying to grow the market as we have been in the past in the East Coast. So there's a lot of opportunity for us with not just Hispanic consumers, but also with general market consumers that are looking for Latin tastes in their kitchens.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I love using, like, the adobo seasoning. It makes a good chicken tortilla soup. Yeah, we love all these.
Yeah, you can do a lot of combinations of recipes. I mean, from adobos, from nectars. Our coconut water has done very well in the market. Coconut water has actually expanded to different facets from, you know, the health, athletic people that want to stay in shape and drink something that's a lot more nutrient for them. So we do have a wide variety of products with Goya.
Yeah, you definitely do. Like, you even told me that you have over 2,000 products. Like, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, we do. We do have over 2,000 products, and like I was mentioning to you earlier, that just depending on who you speak to, there's people that like certain beverages or certain snacks or beans. So we have a little bit for everybody. So
just so many different things. And you know, thank you so much for talking.
Well, thank you very much, Ileana. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'm with Alan Duga of Bruce Foods, a Louisiana company. And he's with Export Sales, and it's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you as well, Ileana.
Yeah, so can you tell us you know, about Bruce Foods and all of your products here?
Sure. We are Bruce Foods, located in Cade, Louisiana, just outside of New Iberia. We were started in 1928. We sell Casa Fiesta Mexican food. We sell and produce Casa Fiesta Louisiana gold pepper sauces, and we also have a few other seasoning lines. Mexican chili powder, and we do Cajun injector marinades.
Oh, yeah, I know you've got lots of products. I mean, I love like Louisiana hot sauce and all of that. That's, it's all really good. And like, so how is the processing, you know, with all the, you know, sauces and...
Well, we have two different processing facilities. We process hot sauce in Louisiana, and we process all of the rest of our products, Mexican food, marinades, seasonings, all that good stuff out in El Paso, Texas.
Awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, you've got, you know, lots of things going on here, many, many products that are all really yummy and delicious. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. For my last interview, I am with Miriam Wolk, the Vice President of Membership and Marketing with United Fresh. So it's nice to talk to you.
Great to talk with you as well.
So can you tell us about, you know, the conference, United Fresh Conference, and all about this? I love it.
Oh, great. I'm glad you had a great time. So the United Fresh 2014 is the first of a three-year co-location with the Food Marketing Institute. So it's bringing together the fresh produce and retail industry for really a terrific showcase of all we have to offer consumers, both from fresh produce and the entire supermarket. It's a great time for us at United Fresh because really we can bring our industry together to talk about business innovation and also education that can help them grow their businesses.
I know, definitely. I mean, I've been walking the floor today and I've been like eating my way through here and just like, oh, here, just try some of this and this. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to eat dinner?
Well, that's okay. Well, I hope you got to try a lot of delicious fresh fruits and vegetables today.
Oh, I did. I got to do cooking demos here at the conference with IFCO. I mean, that was just so awesome. I've had such a great time here. It's been fabulous.
Terrific.
Yeah, so where will the next conference be?
Well, as I said, this is the first of our three-year co-location with the Food Marketing Institute. So we will be back in Chicago next year, June 9th through 11th, 2015. And one thing that's going to be neat about next year's show is we're actually co-locating with the International Floriculture Expo. So we're going to be bringing in fresh flowers as well. So in addition to tasting all of the great fresh produce, you'll be able to look at fresh floral that you could bring into your home.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome. I can't wait. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for listening to Cool Kids Cook. United Fresh and Food Marketing Institute are a vital part of what you see in your local grocery stores. If you want to find out more about United Fresh Produce Association and Food Marketing Institute, visit KidsChefEliana.com for all the links. Now I'm going to sample some more food at the conference while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have we got a show that will keep you on the pulse of the fashion world? Our hosts are two teens who know fashion, and they have the inside look when it comes to fashion for our generation.
Tune in to Fashion Forward on Voice America Kids. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not, the latest in fashion trends, things to look for on the horizon, and more. Fashion Forward is your weekly guide to what to wear today, tonight, this weekend, and this season. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Fashion Forward on the Voice America Kids channel.
Welcome to Kids First Coming Attractions, a weekly radio show hosted by youth entertainment reporters, the Kids First Film Critics. These kids ages 7 to 16 review all the latest films and DVDs and interview talent on and off the red carpet. Kids First is a program of the 23-year-old Coalition for Quality Children's Media, the country's most valued source for reviews of films made for children by kids themselves. This national nonprofit organization encourages critical viewing by kids so that their media experience enhances rather than detracts from their learning experience. To become a Kids First Film Critic, enter one of our local competitions taking place nationwide throughout 2014. Go to kidsfirst.org to learn more and to watch our latest reviews. Kids First, where smart kids become smart consumers.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
The
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Today's show is going to be a little bit different because I've had so many experiences in the past week and a half, and I've got so much to talk about. So all of my regular segments, like a Tisket a Tasket and so on, will be on next week's show. So this past week and a half, my mom and I went to Lake Tahoe. It was just so spectacular. I was actually in Nevada for the Carson City Lit Festival, and it was put on by Ellen Hopkins. She's a huge New York Times bestselling book author, and she's a friend of my mom, so we were doing the book festival there. But we had an extra day there, so we decided to go to Lake Tahoe, and I'd never been there, and she'd never been there either. So we went there, we actually rented a car, and we drove to Lake Tahoe, and we actually drove all the way around Lake Tahoe. So somebody actually suggested that to us, and we did that. It was just breathtaking. I'm not even kidding. It was breathtaking. I mean, it was like a postcard. Whenever we took pictures, it just looked like I wanted to put that like on a postcard and send it to somebody, like saying, "Hey, I'm in Lake Tahoe, miss you," which is kind of what I did to all my family and friends. I mean, the mountains were so gorgeous. They still had a little snow on top. The lake was crystal clear. You can see 75 feet down. That's how clear it is, and you can't even tell how deep it is. My mom and I actually went to Pope Beach at Lake Tahoe. We got a pedal boat, and we pedaled in the lake, and it was so beautiful, and the views were gorgeous. And, you know, being in Louisiana, we are pretty flat. We don't have very many hills, and especially not mountains. So having those mountains was such a treat. I mean, I just loved it so much. Took so many pictures. That's how beautiful it was. I usually don't take like a lot of pictures, but I took a lot of pictures this time. And then it was a restaurant called Fred Rick's Fusion Bistro, and we had a spectacular meal there. The food was so delicious, and then we had dessert on the lake as well. I had a baked Tahoe, and it kind of got a little bit chilly at night on the, you know, being on the lake, but it was still gorgeous. We sat around this fire and ate our dessert and just watched the sun go down. It was beautiful. And while I was in Lake Tahoe, I also went to a place called Emerald Bay that had this beautiful island in the middle called Fannett Island, and it had a Scandinavian house on it, and I got to see just the tiny, tiny little waterfall near there. It was just awesome. So then the next day, we went to the Carson City Lit Fest, and I did two different cooking demos on Saturday and Sunday. It was awesome. Everybody loved it. And I actually had a few fans there that had my cookbook, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. Can you sign it?" And I was like, "Sure, of course." So I had some fans come there, and that was pretty cool. And I even got some gifts for my friends there, and I can't wait for them to see them. And my mom did some performances there as well. So we both got to do our thing there and have lots of fun, too. I mean, it was pretty awesome. And then, right after Carson City, we had to come home. So after we came home,
my dad picked us up at the airport, and we actually had to leave the very next day for Chicago, which is pretty funny. So we went to the airport, we got on our plane, and we came home, we washed all our clothes and repacked all over again, and headed to Chicago. And this time, my dad came with us. He was pretty psyched about that because he doesn't get to go on very many trips with us. So he got to come with us this time, and he is really excited about that. We were just so busy. We've been on so many planes and so many different hotel rooms in the past week and a half, 2 weeks. It's been pretty crazy. I can't even like count how many, but we got to go to Chicago. And while we were in Chicago, I was at the United Fresh Conference, United Fresh and FMI. I did cooking demos with IFCO. Since I'm the IFCO Youth Produce Ambassador, I got to do 3 cooking demos in one day at United Fresh. And it was awesome. Everybody really loved the cooking demos, and I even had samples there. We had a cameraman there who had the demo on a monitor so people could watch it. It was awesome. And everybody was like, oh yeah, I heard about you. You're the one who did the demos. I was like, yes, that's me. But I had so much fun there at the conference. It was just really, really fun. I loved going to the conference. I learned about a lot of new produce at the conference when I was there. When I went to Melissa's booth there, they had really like different types of produce there, like different peppers and fruits and veggies there, and I'd never seen them before, so I got to learn some new things, and maybe some of them will be FOTFs, figure out this foods, that's what I call it for short. Yeah, so that was really fun. It was, you know, really exciting. And I was like, oh my gosh, I get to learn all these new things. And my brain was just like, oh my gosh. And I got lots of produce at the conference, and I put them in my bag. And actually, the next day after the conference and after walking the floor and interviewing and all that, I actually got to cook at Chef Sean Carafa's house. And that was really fun. I got a bunch of produce at the conference. And then I went to Chef Sean's house to have dinner and cook dinner with him. And he was so excited. He was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I get to cook with the kid chef. And I was like, it's okay, you know, it's going to be so much fun. I mean, I'm still normal. I mean, I'm still a kid and I'm silly and all that. But I had lots of fun cooking with him in his kitchen. We made some delicious, delicious food. It was like really, really good. I actually came up with some new recipes while I was at his house. Like I came up with a grilling rub and some other things like avocado fries. He made lemon garlic mushrooms, and what else did we make? I put the grilling rub on spare ribs. We also made some other things too that were just really, really good. Oh, I made, a new kind of salsa, and I came up with a new guacamole with, like black garlic and French shallots and Kiwano melon and just so many different new items that I brought that were really exciting and just weird looking, but tasted really good too. But it was so nice, you know, going to his house and cooking with him and grilling and all that. And we even organized his kitchen. He was so excited about it. He's like, I really want to organize, but I don't really know how to start and all that. And we were like, you know, we can help you. And we organized his whole fridge and like where he puts all of his vegetables, his like prepping area, all of that was organized. And when we were done, he was just like, oh, wow, oh my gosh. He was like, I can't believe it. It's whose kitchen is this now? It doesn't look like my kitchen. And actually, while I was in Chicago, I got to stay at the Hard Rock Hotel, and I met this really nice guy. His name was Zach. He worked at the front desk, and he sent me this really nice note and sent up some gifts to my room, a couple of Coke bottles on ice. He sent a letter up that said, "Eliana, I hope you have enjoyed your time here in Chicago. You are a rock star. Coolest kid ever. Rock on, Zach." So that was just really, really nice, and it was so sweet of him. And I even got to hold up one of those guitars at the Hard Rock, and like a blue guitar, which is my favorite color, and it looked like I was playing it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is super heavy. But it was so much fun staying there. I had a blast in Chicago, and I'm not even done telling you about all the other things that I did at all the restaurants. I'm going to tell you about that too. Well, get united about Fresh. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and now I'm going to talk about all of the places that I dined at. We dined at so many places in Chicago. It's hard to even believe that we went to all these places. I can't even believe we went to this many places. So, while we were staying at the Hard Rock Hotel, Carrie Simon had a restaurant attached to it called Chuck's, and we got to eat there for dinner the first or second night we went there, and it was really, really good. And actually, while we were there at the restaurant, my mom and dad both ordered the prime rib sandwich, and they thought it was just going to be, you know, just a sandwich that they could eat, just a regular size sandwich, but it totally wasn't a regular size sandwich. It was a monster sandwich. I'm being serious about that. The sandwich was probably about the size of my face. That's how big it was. My mom and dad both only ate a half of their sandwich, so they actually had a whole sandwich left over, like when you put them together. But they actually ate that we actually had it for lunch, and then they ate it for dinner later that night. And then I actually had the crispy chicken wrap that was really delicious, and I was like, oh cool, this is like kind of healthy. And then I was like, I got it, and I was just, no, just kidding, it's fried chicken, and then they cut it up. Just kidding, not that healthy, but you know what, it still tasted good with like the lettuce and tomatoes and all that, but it was yummy. And then while we were there, we got to also go to Eataly, and they just opened Eataly in December. It's, the Mario Batani, Joe Bastianich, and Lydia Bastianich, and they opened that together. They have one in New York, and they just opened one in Chicago. So we got to go there, and it's way bigger than the one in New York. Well, I don't know if it's, like, a lot bigger, but it's taller, definitely. The one in New York is only one story, but it's really, really, like, wide and lots of space. And the one in Chicago is, I guess, a smaller space, but it has two stories. So I don't know which one's bigger, but I just said this one's taller and had like the escalators and elevators and all that. It was pretty big, though. I just know that. And I remember first walking in, I stopped and I was like, whoa! And the guy that was greeting everybody, he was like, what are you woeing about? Are you talking about the upstairs or the produce or the Nutella bar, the gelato bar? What are you talking about? And I was just standing there, everything. You know me, it's just like a candy store for me. I'm like a kid in the candy store when I go to Italy. It was awesome. And yes, I said Nutella bar. I did. They had a Nutella bar. Not even kidding. My mom, dad, and I went to Italy with a couple friends that we met at the conference. So they went there to have dinner with us. And we made our reservations. They said, oh, your wait's going to be about 45 minutes. And we said, oh, okay, that's fine, because there was plenty to see at Italy. So we could just walk around, maybe have some appetizers. So for appetizers, we had some focaccia bread that was so delicious. Of course it's delicious because they make it fresh every single day. And we ate that as our appetizer with some drinks. And we kind of walked around and looked at different things there and cookbooks. And we got to see different produce there and items and gadgets and all of that. And they actually, you know, text you when your table is ready for dinner. And so we were like, oh, time for dinner. So we walked there and we sat down. And my mom and I ordered the quadrati. It was spinach and ricotta, like kind of like ravioli, but like not like that. It was a little different, but kind of like ravioli, like the same concept. It was so yummy, and my mom and I were so glad that we shared it, because it was a lot of food. And then we also had the bread in the beginning, and they had these huge pizza ovens there. They had two huge wood-burning pizza ovens, and we got to sit like right next to them. They were gorgeous, and everything there was so beautiful, and I just loved it there. I was so astounded by everything, and especially with that Nutella bar. Nutella. My mom and I both got Nutella crepes, and they were delicious. I can't go wrong with Nutella, of course. We also went to Yumcha, which is a restaurant owned by the Food Buddha, or Chef Rodilio Aglipot. And, you know, I've actually interviewed him on my radio show before, so if not, you can always look at the past interview and know all about him. But he just opened the restaurant not too long ago, and he said, yeah, you should come to my restaurant. And we were like, okay, sure, we'll go there. And we were like, oh, it's dim sum. We love dim sum. So we got to eat the dim sum there, and we were like, yes, we love it. Awesome. He actually sat at our table the whole entire time and ordered our whole meal. He just told our server, yeah, just how about you get them this and this and this. And we were just like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of food. How are we going to eat it all? But we managed to eat it, and it was so delicious. So what we had there was the pork soup dumplings that were, of course, yummy. Roasted Brussels sprouts with crispy pig ears. Yes, crispy pig ears. They almost remind me of like wontons or chicharrones, but a little chewier, and they're sliced kind of thin like wontons, but you know, they're not fatty or like cartilage or anything. They're just so crispy and yummy, just like it says. It's crispy, and it tastes so delicious with the roasted Brussels sprouts and the kale that was in that salad. That was actually my mom's favorite, but my favorite was the oxtail bone marrow with bao buns and a ginger scallion sauce. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And the bao buns were so moist and soft. They were just really, really good. We also had sweet potato fries dusted with salted duck egg, butternut squash, and kale dumplings. And those dumplings were actually green. It was pretty cool looking, actually. We had hot wings topped with fried shrimp and garlic dust. And for dessert, mango pudding with tapioca and coconut milk, and it wasn't really like a pudding. It was more like a flan. It was so creamy and refreshing. That was really good. It was hard to pick the favorite between that one and the ginger almond cake topped with cherry compote, because that one was pretty rocking too. Then there was also the fried coconut milk with macerated strawberries and chocolate syrup. Plus, they brought out a birthday surprise for me, since it's my birthday, June 15th, and the dining experience was just phenomenal. It was just really, really awesome. And I even got to go get a kitchen tour, and that was pretty cool too. It was just an amazing time at Yum Cha, and I can't even explain in words how good the food was. It was really that good. Then we also went to Rick Bayless's Frontera Grill, and that had to be the best Mexican food we'd ever eaten. It was really that good. We ate taquitos there. There was smoked chicken taquitos. I picked that one. It was good. My mom was like, oh my gosh, these are so good. And I was like, I picked a really good one. I'm glad I picked that. And my mom picked out the goat cheese and mushroom tamales, best tamales we've ever had. We had green guacamole made with like roasted tomatillos and avocados and just different things that made it green. Chicken with yellow mole, with arugula and corn tortillas. My dad picked out the sweet plantains with house-made crema and cheese. They make everything there. They make their cheese, they make their crema, they make everything. The smoked chicken taquitos, pork carnita empanadas, best empanadas, dúo de flanes, two different types of flan that were really, really yummy. Fruit soup with ice cream, and I'm definitely gonna have to try and make something similar. So I definitely got inspired by that. And they even brought out a strawberry birthday shortcake for me. It was so awesome, and I even got to buy one of his books that was signed, and we got one of the volumes of his CDs, and we can't wait to watch that. Then we also went to Portillo's on the last day. We had the, of course, famous Italian beef sandwich dipped, and it had sweet and hot peppers with mozzarella. That was really, really yummy. We also went to Bloomingdale's in Chicago, and we got to watch a cooking demo there. And next time we go to Chicago, the culinary director there actually said, yeah, next time you come here, why don't you do a cooking demo with us? And I was like, yeah, that would be so awesome. That would be like really, really awesome. I had such a great time in Chicago, and I can't wait to go back. It was so much fun, and I just hope that I get to go back. It's going to be so much fun there, and I cannot wait. Well, that's all for this week, and I leave you with this quote from Julia Child. You don't have to cook fancy or complicated masterpieces, just good food from fresh ingredients. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The Kidstar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret why my back is in a crook,
It's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. And I cannot wait to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The Kids Star album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.